Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And this is for the recording date of Sunday, December the 8th, 2013. And we yet want to continue our dissertation on the African science of the temple, the African science of the universe, with the understanding that our babies and our youth must be prepared to understand the mechanism, the inner workings of the governing of the universe by the Most High, so that the youth and babies may be able to construct the new Christ civilization, the new civilization of the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. So we're going to backtrack, deal with this temple again, and we want to go even into the vestiges of the high priest and understand that all of this is science that is applicable to every human being as a Christ in human flesh, and as a high priest and a high priestess on this earth. We want to begin to view the universe differently. We want to begin to view ourselves differently. We want to see the Most High in the universe and see the Most High within ourselves. Now, when you enter the tabernacle, and see in Exodus chapter 40, the beginning of the tabernacle, the African Hebrew Israelite nation are constructing the tabernacle, which is a movable temple that can be collapsed and moved at any time. And within the tabernacle construct, you have the various fixtures that equate to the temple, inner workings of the temple. And all of this is the science of the universe, the science of the human being, the science of the human being that is now cleaning up and rising to meet the reality that all of us are Christ in human flesh. Now, when you enter the temple, the tabernacle, you see at a certain point an altar of burnt offerings, and I believe that this would be the altar where you sacrifice animals. It looks to be juxtaposed on the north side. The north side is the masculine side. You're entering the temple due east, and your left, facing the east, is the north side, the masculine side. And so we sacrifice the animal instinct. We sacrifice the animal passions. We are Christ in human flesh, and we must exercise control over our animal passions and instincts. See, we're revolutionaries. The whole purpose of the African Hebrew Israelite nation is to do the work of the Most High and stand up for freedom, justice, and equality, and liberate the human family, liberate the oppressed, liberate the poor, the afflicted, the needy, spiritually, mentally, morally, physically, economically, politically, ecologically, and the wealthy who have turned their spirit, soul, energy to do wickedness may be delivered of that wicked act of creating a system of death, hell, and destruction. Remember, the Hyksos came through this area and left in their wake slavery, colonialism, exploitation, took the throne in Egypt, usurped the black man and woman. So Moses and the African Hebrews and African Egyptians were putting up resistance and rebelling against a wicked system. And the African Hebrews now offer liberation to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and offer to the wicked ruling class and families who are also Christ in human flesh, but have turned their Christ spirit, soul, energy to do wickedness. They are offered salvation from wicked construct of wicked system. So we have to control our animal passions so we cannot be used against the liberation of our people. They offer you money. They offer us fame. They offer us power. I was sharing information with the warehouse manager of the warehouse that I work in, and I asked this man who was talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, saying that they, the managerial portion of Ford, and the union leadership are pushing the Trans-Pacific Partnership and want Japan to be punished for, as they say, manipulating currency, manipulating the economy, manipulating their prices. So I asked the warehouse supervisor in front of all the workers, managers, and UAW, are you aware of America? In short, are you aware of America, the Federal Reserve, and corporations in America doing the same of that which you accuse Japan of doing? And he said, no, I find that statement incredible. Is it incredulous that I'm looking for? Incredulous? I hope I'm saying that correctly. I find that it is dubious. I find that statement to be doubtful. Incredulous, I think the word is. How can you grow up in America, even if you agree with everything that America does? How can you grow up in America and not know that America has at any time manipulated money, manipulated currency, manipulated prices? But this is the type that are desired to be emplaced into positions of leadership, those who care about their position more than they care about the truth. So we have to control our animal passions. You also see, on the masculine side, before you get into the holies, and before you get into the holies of holies, before you get into the holies, you see the laver. And the laver was filled with water. See, sisters and brothers, the babies, the youth, must be prepared to take on this science of the universe so that they can construct will be enabled to construct the Christ civilization. Bob Marley said that Christ government must rule up on earth. See, this type of teaching is a threat to the rulers of the earth, the ruling class and families who have turned their Christ spirit and soul energy over to do wickedness are threatened when you talk about Christ government ruling on this earth. We must prepare the babies to take control over every facet of this earth so that all human beings may be absolutely free and justified living as the type of human being that is so powerful and empowered that we are looking at God and Goddess in the flesh. So you see, the lever is filled with water, because before we enter into the holies and the holy of holies, we must clean ourselves, wash ourselves from the rubbish and the filth of this wicked system that pumps hatred into ourselves for each other. I'm a Christian, I hate Muslims. I'm a Muslim, I hate Christians. In the Central Republic of Africa, I hear that there is argument between Christians and Muslims. If I have my information correct, the government was basically a Christian government. So the Muslims rose up and usurped the Christian government and have emplaced their own, and this is riling up the Christians. So now there's fight and squabble between Christians and Muslims. And so France and Britain, and I believe NATO as well, but France and Britain, who are members of NATO, are bringing in their troops and soldiers and forces as if France and Britain are there to save the day and ensure that justice rules. But in reality, it is France and Britain and Europe and America and the CIA who have caused Christian and Muslim hatred amongst each other and have made Christian and Muslim think that these two religions are from two different brains, powers, and mentalities, not understanding that Christianity is a language and Islam is a language that comes from the mind of the Most High, and we must learn the language of each other and unite the languages and then move to the Christ government of Islam on this earth. You didn't hear me. I said the Christ government of Islam on this earth. Many folk wouldn't talk like that, but when you see that the two languages are speaking the same truth and that Islam is the way of peace through obedience to the Most High, then we can see that Christ and Islam are one and the same, and you can say the Christ government of Islam on this earth. And so, because we do not see each other as holy and righteous, because we do not view each other as holy, as the church, as the mosque, the cathedral, we see those places as sanctified and holy, and that we should treat those buildings with veneration and respect. But when we see each other, we have no love for each other, no respect for each other. So the old colonial slave master, France and Britain, exploit the differences that they created among Christians and Muslims and come in, take over the government, take over the land, wealth, and the resources. And we, the Christian or the Muslim, are the loser again because we do not see each other as the holies and the holy of holies. We need to be cleaned. We need the spiritual laver, this bowl full of water that we clean to signify that before we deal with each other, I know you are a holy vessel of the Most High, whether you are a Christian, a Muslim, a Buddhist, a Hindu, a Baha'i, a Voodoo, a Juju, a Rastafari, a Zoroaster, it matters not. You are a holy, you are a sanctified, you are a saint. And so I must clean my consciousness before I deal with you. This science must be understood, babies and youth, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, because you are going to be they who construct the new Christ civilization, the new Christ government of Islam on this earth. I'm speaking like that purposefully because Christians and Muslims got to get it together, and all of us, no matter what our religious ideology, we have to come together and bring the knowledge and the language of the various ideologies together, including communist language and socialist language, and see that we are all speaking the same truth, but using different languages. You see, once you enter into the holies, on the left, which is the masculine side, facing the east, you see the seven stick, the seven branched lampstand. Now that seven branched lampstand is African science, sisters and brothers. The sun moving in the counterclockwise motion, passing through seven pole stars in 26,000 years. Let's see, 26 divided by 7 is 3,000. If you say 26,000 divided by 7, you're looking at 3,000 plus years. So every 3,000 plus years in that 26,000 year cycle, you have a new pole star. And every pole star has a name. And every name of every pole star has characteristics and attributes. Physically, this new pole star gives us a new north that we may set our direction. And so the Most High, through the universe, is guiding us into the true direction. You set true north, then you know east, you know west, you know south. And every what? 26,000 divided, 26 divided by 12, 2,000. Is 26 and 12, 2,000 plus, 2,000 years. You have the new zodiac signs. And so every zodiac represents a different age. And every age, such as Aries for the African Hebrew Israelite time period, 2,000 years plus. That Aries, the ram's horn, the ram, when you see the words E-L, Elohim, Israel, that L is rooted in a word that has to do with the ram. has to do with strength, has to do with mighty, has to do with the Most High, strong in every facet in the universe. And so this is science that the youth and the babies must understand in the universe, that every facet of the universe represents attributes and characteristics that are alive within the human being. After we enliven those characteristics and attributes, all of this represented by the seven stick, seven branch lampstand, light, and the sun, and the seven pole stars, and 26,000 years of the zodiac. Now, that's on the masculine side. On the south side, the feminine side, we see the shewbread. And I believe that there is a constellation that is called the House of Bread. And in the African Hebrew language, Bethlehem means the house of bread. And it is said that Yahushua is born in the house of bread, Bethlehem. Many want to relegate that to a physical reality, but we are talking about spiritual birth, and we are talking about birth that is within ourselves as Christ's in human flesh. And so this house of bread, this shoe bread, this bread of life, this covenant, this universe feeds us spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. And the womb of the female, the womb of the universe, giving us life. We're looking at masculine and feminine working together to produce birth and give life. We must be able to feed from each other. We must be able to feed through each other. This part of the temple is the holies. We've entered the steps into the holies, sisters and brothers. And what we want to see is that each and every one of us should be seen as holies and holies of holies and sanctified and saints. And we should treat each other with love and honor and respect and care. We see inside there is also another altar of incense. And it looks like I have a picture here from Holman Bible Dictionary. It looks like this is on the masculine side, north side. But this altar of incense represents the prayers of the saints. And the prayers of the saints are prayers that speak to freedom, justice, and equality, and the power of the Most High to intervene at any time, in this time, to overthrow those who have given their spirit, soul, energy over to wickedness and have constructed a system of wickedness, death, hell, and destruction. So the saints are praying for their babies and their children. The saints are praying for freedom, justice, and equality. And these prayers are sweet smelling to the power of the Most High, as that incense smells sweet and rises up and ascends. And we know that in the African Hebrew language, the word ascend is Allah. And that is the verb, which represents the action of the masculine. And the feminine is Olah, and she is the ascender. And so knowledge enters into wisdom, and the womb of wisdom reveals into the light understanding. And then you get to the veil, and the veil separates the holies from the holies of holies. And this holies of holies, You can see maybe your skin is like the veil that separates the innards of the physical structure from being viewed by the physical eye. So your heart and your lungs, those inner portions of the physical structure, even the most inner, your spirit and your soul, we can't see those. And so these are the holies of holies. This whole physical structure is holy. But that portion that we can't see, that is absolutely vital in order for the physical structure to function, such as heart and lungs and liver and other portions of the physical structure, that if that goes out, even the brain, if that goes out, that physical structure is basically destroyed. And spirit and soul and energy, we certainly can't see that. We see the effects. So we see that we are the real true holies and the real true holies of holies. And so inside the holies of holies, we see there is the Ark of the Covenant and the cherubim. And the cherubim were there. There were depictions of the cherubim. These are Horem Akats. And see, this whole construct comes from Egypt, comes from Ethiopia, comes from Africa, comes from Kemet, Egypt. This is African science that every youth must understand. Black, brown, red, yellow, and white babies and youth, poor, working class, oppressed, proletariats must understand this science so that they can construct the Christ government of Islam, the Christ government of Shalom, the Christ government of peace on this earth, the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. The babies, the youth must understand this science. We're going to pick up with that cherubim on the other side of the break. I will see you on the other side of the break.